This episode of Cognitive Dissonance is brought to you by our patrons. You fucking rock.
Neti pot porn and I don't care. Neti pot porn and I don't care. Because Dr. Oz is crazy.
Hi-ho, Jordan B. Peterson here. And you out of me, you fuckers. I'm a lean green Caribbean amphibian popping all up in your guts. And I came alive with a hand up my ass. Glory hole!
Oh my god, Dr. Oz is fucking ridiculous. Every time he has something on his show, the next day I work in a pharmacy, I get a million questions of something. Do we have this? I saw it on Dr. Oz. Do you have that? I saw it on Dr. Oz. Fuck you, Dr. Oz.
Hey guys, it's Michael. I was just listening to you trashing on Dr. Oz. You had the throwaway remark that the force of gravity from someone standing next to you is probably bigger than that of a planet. And, you know, it seemed like a throwaway mark, but it's true. The equation for force of gravity is pretty easy. You can go look it up online. And some 300-pound fat ass standing a little too close to you, there's about 1,000 times or so more larger gravitational force on you than Mars does, at least at your average distance. Yeah, you're right.
Hey guys, it's Mr. Bible Pants. Long time no see. Hope to see you guys at ReasonCon again next year. And just wanted to share the secret to how to prepare a hot dog with all the toppings that you want. You put the hot dog on last. Man, I will throw some chili, some slaw, some onions, mustard, cheese, tomatoes, whatever the hell I want on there in the bun first. Put the hot dog on. Hot dog keeps everything clamped down. Bun soaks up all the juices. And you're good to go. Take it from a fellow fat man. That's the way to do it.
Hey guys, it's Hunter from Oklahoma. Got back to Mexico. And I just wanted to say, I didn't see a single fucking calf the size of a cantaloupe. And I was looking pretty goddamn hard. Oh, also... On the way back from Houston, I saw a dude with a bunch of bumper stickers, like Houston-related, and a big one that said, Jesus lives in my city. And I can't get the image of Jesus as a grimy bum doing his stupid parlor tricks for a Wendy's burger in Houston, so that was pretty cool. Glory all amigos!
Be advised that this show is not for children, the faint of heart, or the easily offended. The explicit tag is there for a reason.
Recording live from Glory Hole Studios in Chicago. The band is back, buddy. Here we are.
We're back together.
First time back together in like a month.
It's like a month
of recording.
Of not recording.
I bet you missed me.
I did miss you.
You liar. You guys should see his face. You guys just like I'm supposed to say yes.
Didn't even think about you till you came in the door.
I texted you, like, happy birthday.
Oh, I deleted it.
I sent you those dick pics.
Oh, gosh. I didn't delete them.
They were small files. They didn't take up a lot of room.
It's good to be back. It's good to be back, man.
You sound enthused, buddy. Oh, you sound like a man who believes it's good
I
to be back.
I took a couple weeks off of the news while I was out. So I was at a cell service. I was telling you earlier, like, there's like... In Western United States, which is a fucking wasteland, there's like no cell service.
Yeah, how was Westworld? Did you stab the hookers or kill them?
Can I tell you something, man? Fucking the people that we talk to from Wyoming, they're not kidding when they say you could just let your hands off the wheel and just go. Because there is nothing out there. There's like nothing at all.
How much traffic was there?
You know, I never ran into any traffic unless there was like a slow truck or something on one of those windy ass
roads. Can I ask, did you gun it at all? Did you just like, did you find the speed creeping up on you?
I had the cruise control set and just raced sort of cruising along. So, you know, but I will say when I was in the Southern Southwest, when I was going to Grand Canyon, there's roads down there that are pin straight for miles and miles because there's nothing out there, right?
Yeah.
It's just nothing. And they are straight as hell for miles and miles. And so one time I was passing a car
because
there was a car going like 60 and I wanted to go 75. And I passed this car and there was a car coming at me maybe a quarter mile away or something like that. Like I had plenty of space. By the time I pulled in, they were at least a quarter mile away.
Right.
10 seconds go by, they pull past me. And as they're pulling past me, like when I was in that lane and coming over, and I was
I've ridden with you a million times.
Not a crazy driver.
I can guarantee this was the safest execution of a lane pass ever done.
I pass this person, and as I'm in the other lane, they're flashing their brights at me. Like I'm like, whatever, and I get over.
They're letting you know there's a cop.
But as they flip me off.
Wait, what?
They were mad that I took such an amazing risk of, I guess.
Did you cut them off a quarter mile away?
I mean, Tom, they could have, when they saw me get in that lane,
you could have floored it
and they wouldn't have hit me.
You could have killed somebody.
They could have been in a fucking Bugatti Veyron and floored it and not hit me. And they were flashing their lights. I guess they're all really uptight down there. But anyway, as I was saying, it was a wasteland in the Western part of the United States. Beautiful country, but there's no cell service. And so I wasn't keeping up with the news very much. I wasn't on Reddit. I wasn't on Facebook. The news sources that I get my news from, I never really paid attention to. And so, when we would watch TV, most of the time we were watching things that were boring right before we went to sleep. If there was even a TV, because many of the places we stayed at didn't even have a TV. They just like, there's just no TV there. So we, you know, I missed all the news stuff.
Oh,
but then I came back.
That sounds so great.
I came back, and within 3 minutes of coming back and turning on the news, I had a headache. And I missed everything from before 4th of July until just, you know,
like 20 minutes ago, basically. Well,
I came back on Sunday, but yeah. Yeah.
I am jealous. Yeah. I am jealous of your ignorance.
Unplug yourself from the matrix.
My sincerest hope is to make enough money to live underwater. Like that's
what I live in.
I want to live under the sea. Down. That's it. Like I would give up my voice. It's fine. Yeah. Like I don't care. Yeah,
whatever. Just you're just breathing that shit from the abyss where that liquid or whatever.
Fine. The rat and I will just party down there. It's okay. I'm good. There comes a point where it's like, look,
waving its little arm.
It's all going to shit anyway. What's the point of watching it? You know what I mean?
Oh, man.
It's like, hey, your son has cancer. Do you want to watch him take his last breath?
It's funny though, because like we leave, you know, I leave and then I come back. And by the time I get back, anything that has happened though.
Oh, it's irrelevant.
It's totally irrelevant.
Yeah, you can't even have a conversation about 2 weeks
ago. I'm just like, 2 weeks you know, ago. It's funny because we're going through our email. And I looked at one of the things that they were talking about, Sarah Huckabee Sanders not getting a sandwich or whatever. And you're just like, that feels like 7 years ago. Like Sarah Huckabee Sanders, you know, the Big Show not getting the food. And you're just like, oh, I remember that. The wistful days of June.
Some shit has gone down. This is episode 425.
425. We didn't even finish that. Did we finish?
Who cares?
Whatever.
You guys know this.
It's 425. But we want to talk because Tom, like I said, nothing matters before a couple days ago.
No. Yeah. Yeah. We're in a post then world. Yeah. Like there's not even a past anymore. We're in a post past world.
Yeah.
That's where we're at for real. Like it's the amazing. Past does not matter.
It's amazing.
All that matters is the most recent future. That's all that makes any difference. So the most recent thing that we're going to pay attention to for 20 minutes and then forget about is the Trump summit.
Yeah.
So, Trump and Putin, they met in Finland and Helsinki. They had some kind of a summit. The only people that were there were their translators.
Two translators, I guess, and them. So,
and then they did a joint press conference.
Yeah.
And the joint press conference is mostly Trump talking about the election.
Yeah.
From 2016.
And the reason why is because there was questions asked, though.
About the election.
About the election. And yeah. I want to play one of the questions. We're not going to interrupt this. This normally we would stop this and talk
we'll
about it, but we're going to let this play.
That was Cecil's nice way of telling me that he's not going to let me interrupt this.
There's a hand wave there.
I want you guys
Jedi
to know
mind trip.
That wasn't for you, audience. That was for me. That was just like when we went to the Ark and you're like, now remember that it's important to be polite in public places.
As Tom mouth fucks the seal out the fins. Anyway, so this is, so I'm just going to let this play, but this is the question and answer. And then we want to play his
retraction.
His retraction.
Clarification.
His clarification the next day. So we're going to play, the first part is just the question and the answer.
Thank you. Question for each president. President Trump, you first. Just now, President Putin denied having anything to do with the election interference in 2016. Every U.S. intelligence agency has concluded that Russia did. My first question for you, sir, is who do you believe? My second question is, would you now, with the whole world watching, tell President Putin, would you denounce what happened in 2016, and would you warn him to never do it again?
So let me just say that we have two thoughts. You have groups that are wondering why the FBI never took the server. Why haven't they taken the server? Why was the FBI told to leave the office of the Democratic National Committee? I've been wondering that. I've been asking that for months and months, and I've been tweeting it out and calling it out on social media. Where is the server? I want to know, where is the server, and what is the server saying? With that being said, all I can do is ask the question. My people came to me, Dan Coats came to me and some others. They said they think it's Russia. I have President Putin. He just said it's not Russia. I will say this. I don't see any reason why it would be, but I really do want to see the server. But I have.
Okay, that's enough.
Okay.
Right. So that's enough to know that he said.
That's what he said.
He doesn't see any reason why it would be.
Right.
Right. I mean, he said right there.
And he emphasized the word would.
Would be.
I don't see any reason why it would be.
Why it would be. Right. Okay. And President Putin said, one me. Like Shaggy from the song, one me.
I think he's 1, 2, 3, not it. Is.
It's like when you're a parent and you scream down at your kids because they're fighting and you're just like, Billy, did you punch your brother? One me.
What? No.
I didn't do it.
He had a bloody nose before.
He was running really fast into my fist.
I don't know how that could have happened to anybody.
Repeated times. All right. So this is now Trump, the next couple days later.
Yeah.
Was it 2 days later?
I don't know if it was a day or 2 days.
It was either a day or two days later. Comes out with this statement.
Clarification.
And it's about a minute and a half long. We're going to play this again just so you can hear what his clarification is.
And then I won't interrupt.
Yeah, we'll listen to this together.
So I'll begin by stating that I have full faith and support for America's great intelligence agencies, always had. And I have felt very strongly that while Russia's actions had no impact at all on the outcome of the election, let me be totally clear in saying that, and I've said this many times, I accept our intelligence community's conclusion that Russia's meddling in the 2016 election took place. Could be other people also. There's a lot of people out there.
I can't.
There are a lot of people out there.
I cannot interrupt that. I can't go more than 40 seconds of Trump.
I just want to say there are a lot of other people out there.
Could be a lot of other people.
7 billion other people.
There's a lot of people. Could have been. Yeah, it could have been. But the NSA, the FBI, and the CIA have all pretty clearly said it's fucking Russia, and we indicted another dozen of them the other day.
We've narrowed it down to 12 indictments.
It could be. No, you know what? It's not Eritrea.
Yeah,
you know
exactly.
What I mean? It's not like the. They're not like Buna from Fiji. We have fucking stolen your election. That's not what's fucking happening.
Not at all.
And we know that's not what's happening because that's not what any of the intelligence agencies. And I believe the intelligence agencies. But also, let me cast doubt on their conclusions.
Why does he have to walk this part back? Is because other parts of that speech where people were asking him about, you know, like the intelligence agencies, he, you know, when he says, well, I asked Mr. Putin, he said he didn't do it. It's just like, you know, he's basically throwing his own intelligence agencies under the bus. And then now he's got to walk back and be like, oh, no, no. What I meant to say was I really, 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 really trust him.
I just can't even believe that. It's like, that's the guy that we said did the thing.
Yeah. Well, I asked that guy.
I asked him.
And I mean, what, is he just going to lie right to my face? What the fuck? It's like, well, this guy maybe murdered someone. Well, no, I asked and he said he didn't.
I asked him. I strenuously questioned him.
I asked. He said no. Yeah. So I don't know. We got to start over.
And the worst part is you can't even tell, like, because they don't speak the same language. So the interpreter is the one who you're hearing it from.
Right.
So you can't even tell. You don't know what a lie sounds like in Russian. You have no
idea. That's a good point, right?
You know what I mean? You're just like, well, the guy who told me sounded like he was telling the truth. Well, he's not the guy who did it.
He was very convincing when I didn't understand what he said.
He's just sitting there.
Oh, my God.
There was no collusion. Now, I have to say, I came back and I said, what is going on? What's the big deal? So I got a...
Nope. No, I already got... No, I'm sorry. No. You didn't come back. Yeah. You're on Air Force One. Yeah. You never left... communication with the world.
Yeah.
He makes it sound like I showed up and like the world was just going nuts and I was incommunicado. No, Air Force One is the internet. They put the whole internet in the back of the airplane.
You don't even need to be on Air Force One to have internet in the sky.
But I'm still saying.
You can have go-go in flight.
Right?
You'll be fine.
They have it on Southwest.
You still post to Facebook and or Twitter while you're in the air, Prez.
And he does all the time.
He does.
So he makes it sound like, oh, I just, you know, I got back home.
Completely unplugged. You know how the president should be. I like to kick my feet off. Turn my phone off for the night. Wakes up in the morning to a burning husk of the United States. Oh, she kept that ringer, huh? Whoopsie.
Do not disturb. They take that seriously at Verizon. Holy shit.
He's not, what? You're the president of the United States, man.
Like nobody came up to him and was like, sir, those comments you made, they've really, none of his people.
What the worst part is that there's nobody on his staff that could be like, hey, sir, you know, those comments you made, they're fucking stupid.
I know, right?
You're an idiot.
Yeah. They're probably jumping out of the airplane.
Just committing suicide in the bathroom.
Fuck it.
Just breaking. They're breaking the thing, the fire alarm in there and lighting themselves on fire like a Buddhist. It's like, fuck it. I want to immolate myself so I don't have to be part of
this. It's the least painful way to get out of the administration. God.
And I love that he had to start out with no collusion because it's written huge on the side of his. They said they took a photo of it.
Spelled wrong.
It's spelled wrong. And it's like fucking Sarah Palin. Where she's right. Sure. The problem is Sarah Palin's hand isn't big enough for collusion. So you gotta put it on the paper next to it. What is happening in the world? This is our president. It's not even funny. It's not funny.
He can't smell what he didn't do.
Oh man. Oh, you fucking idiot. Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh,
I'm like, a very good speller, the best speller.
He's in the United States.
It's like in a marker. He seriously wrote it in a marker.
He wrote it in Sharpie.
This way, this right way the Democrats can't erase it.
Like when you turn it over, it's got like Metallica on the front.
I drew the end with the lightning bolts at the bottom. Got
no collusion in the middle of this trapper keeper. Oh, God. Okay, there's still more of this, Tom. I gotta play it.
We haven't gotten to the heart of it.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Transcript, I reviewed it. I actually went out and reviewed a clip of an answer that I gave. And I realize that there is a need for some clarification. It should have been obvious. I thought it would be obvious.
Wait.
It was obvious. No. He's right. It was obvious.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I love that he has to preface his retraction with, you're too stupid to have understood what I said. I just want you to know, if you didn't understand me, before I clarify, it was your fault.
Yes. Like,
He's canceling What is happening, man? Oh, Jesus. Okay, this is President Trump.
Okay.
I would like to clarify, just in case it wasn't, in a key sentence in my remarks, I said the word would instead of wouldn't.
I don't know why that would make something unclear.
That's weird.
I used the opposite word to the word I intended to use.
Super weird, man.
So, Cecil, I was driving the other day and the light was red, so I went.
Oh,
and I meant
what I meant to do is
to stop.
Yeah.
Because that's the opposite. And I caused a terrible accident. I killed 7 people.
It's so amazing. Wow. We're just like, yeah, I meant to say the exact opposite of what I actually said. And we played just a few moments ago.
Yeah.
It does not sound.
That's not a misspeak.
Even remotely.
No, because the context around what he said supported the word would.
Yeah.
Also, it's because he was standing next to Putin, who would have kicked his ass right there. Putin would have been like, Absolutely. I don't give a fuck that I'm in Helsinki. I will beat the Helsinki right out of you, you shitty old man. I keep a polar bear in my pocket. I will throw it at you right now.
You know, you remember when we were in the before the election cycle?
I do. Can I pause and enjoy that moment?
Can we go back.
I love those memories.
So do you remember though that there was constantly this, and we were getting it on our Twitter feed all the time, and there's this constant word cuck that was thrown around.
Yeah.
Cuck. And I figured out after watching this press conference why they love that word so much. Because you look at those two on stage together. You look at President Trump and you look at President Putin and you see a guy who's in power and another guy who's ready to suck jizz out of whatever that guy just came in.
Right. Yep.
And that's the difference between those two. He's just weak.
Yeah.
Well, he's just weak and he's easily influenced. I wouldn't even mind if he was weak and easily influenced, if he had people around him that could at least be a buffer to that. But he's so fucking vain that he doesn't even go into that room with other people around him that can insulate him from being a fool and a weak person.
Yeah. George W. Bush, right?
Right.
Was a fucking goober of a human being. He just was a fucking total goober of a human being. But I don't think he was a coward. I really don't think he was a coward. I think he was wrong almost always, I don't think he was a coward. And he was surrounded by people that knew better.
Yeah.
They were also wrong.
Yeah.
But they knew better than he was.
And they wouldn't have put him in a room with Putin, right? They wouldn't have put him in a room with just him.
Because they know he'd get his fucking lunch handed to him.
So they'd just be like, look, we're just going to put fucking Condoleezza Rice in the room.
Then she'll...
Right, and she'll fucking own Putin. Yeah,
right. She'll have a fucking high heel on his balls and be whipping the shit out of him.
They're basically the same person. Like, are you kidding me? But like, seriously, like...
We go to Rochambeau for who is top.
She's always the top. Are you kidding me?
We both throw rock for 3 hours. Neither one gives. Rock beats
and then
all.
Then she looks at him. She's like, I've been throwing fists for 3 hours. No, but like the idea is like, you know, he's such a fucking narcissist that's what the problem is, right? He's going to say, oh, it wasn't, it was wouldn't, you know, he fucked up. He knew what he was saying. He knew that he was agreeing with Putin.
What he was doing was weaseling out of the question.
Exactly. Because
the reporter asked a very direct question. Will you, in front of the world right now, repudiate, you know, the election?
Will you be a strong president?
Right. And tell him, like, you know, I won't stand for that shit. And then he went to the fucking servers, went to fucking Hillary's fucking servers, which nobody asked about.
And that server shit, it's in the cloud. There's a reason they don't just walk away with all of the cloud.
Cecil, first, you don't know how cloud servers work. What you have to do is get on an airplane. He has Air Force
One. That's
true. You fly
up to... Either that or you have Kid Icarus wings and you flap your way up there. But if you fly too close to the sun...
Those clouds have servers in them.
They do.
That's why they're called cloud servers.
Exactly. Yeah. So that...
Sometimes it rains flying toasters.
Jeez, there's going to be people in the audience.
They don't get that joke.
They're going to be like, I don't understand what the flying toasters is. I don't understand what that is.
I'm 100 years old.
Yeah. What was the screensaver that came with? There was a screen... After Dark was what it was called.
Yeah.
Is that what it was called? After Dark?
After Dark.
Now I want to play the rest of this because he does mention what he should have said. So we want to make sure we want to give him the benefit of the doubt.
Oh, yeah.
The sentence should have been, I don't see any reason why I wouldn't or why it wouldn't be Russian. So just to repeat it, I said the word would instead of wouldn't. And the sentence should have been, and I thought it would be maybe a little bit unclear on the transcript or unclear on the actual video. The sentence should have been, I don't see any reason why it wouldn't be Russia. Sort of a double negative. So.
Which is, double negatives are standard when you're trying to speak clearly. Yeah,
exactly.
A lot of us
make sure
don't not use those.
Voice. Because when you're with Putin, you're the passive
voice, right?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So,
how do you defend that?
So, what I want to say is, I think there's a lot of things going on in that press conference. And I think one of the major things that's happening in that press conference is Trump. And this is what I just think. And I don't know if this is true.
Yeah, all right. Yeah.
But I think he's such a narcissistic shit that he can't separate in his own mind the difference between Russia meddling in an election and him winning the election.
I totally agree.
So, yeah. So what he has to do is he doesn't ever want to have an asterisk next to his victory. Mm-hmm. What he wants to have is he wants to say to everybody, I won that shit fair and square. And instead, he always has to bring it back to collusion. Now, it doesn't have to go back to collusion all the time. Collusion is a different thing.
Totally different. Why?
And it's very different. And even in the latest thing, when you were talking earlier, you said that they just indicted 13 or 12 Russians.
Yeah.
And these are not, and I want to point out to those Twitter folks out there that are like, oh, those were just Russian troll farms. These are military agents.
Right.
These people that they just indicted, these are Russian intelligence agency people. These are not just random Russians who happen to be in Russia who were just like, hey,
this is not Sergey seeing what he can do.
Hey man, let's troll the United States. No, this is an active attack by the Russian government. These are people from the Russian government that are trying to do this. So I just wanted to say that to those people out there that were saying to us back in the day, oh, they're just Russian troll farms or whatever. No, that's bullshit. These are actual Russian agents. So I want to point that out. But with those people that they just indicted, they came out and said, there is no evidence of collusion at all with these people.
Separate issue.
It's a separate issue.
Separate issue.
But he can't stop intertwining them because he is such a narcissist that he thinks no matter what, it's, first off, maybe he doesn't understand. Maybe he's not smart enough to understand the difference.
I was going
to
ask you do you think he understands?
I don't know that he understands, but I will say there is a part of me that thinks the reason why he's not willing to push back on this Russia thing at all is because you even heard him say it at the beginning of this clip that I just played, where he said something like, and it had no effect on the election whatsoever.
Right.
We don't know that, right? The United States people certainly don't know that.
Right.
Like the United States people have not been clued in at all as to what effect the Russian meddling, which has been suggested by every single intelligence agency in the United States, which at this point we could pretty much call a fact, right?
Right.
That has been suggested by every intelligence agency. We don't know the extent of that. The American people don't. Now, maybe he does. Now, maybe he does.
But like, can I say, like, it doesn't matter if it had no effect. It makes no difference if it had, like, if the Russians dropped a bomb and it missed and it landed harmlessly in a cornfield in Iowa, they still dropped a bomb.
I know. I agree.
You know,
I agree.
Like,
yeah,
I think,
I agree.
Like, they're separate issues. Like, you deal with the fact of an attack. And like, and then we deal with the effect of the attack. Yeah. But the fact that a foreign nation is attacking us using a cyber warfare methodology that we can only assume will continue to happen and get more sophisticated, you know, like there's a point where because what occurs to me about this shit too, Cecil, is like there were moments we didn't know this was happening. And now we know pieces of it. So what don't we know?
Yeah. You know, we know that a foreign government is trying to actively influence how we think and what we think in order to meddle with our elections. Yeah. What have we not uncovered? What are they going to do next time? Yeah. How are we going to stop them? Like, all those things matter. Like, the fact that you, like, if somebody breaks into your house to rob you and your dog scares them away, they didn't not break into your house.
Sure.
They still broke into your house.
Yeah. And I think regardless of what they did and how much they influenced it, how American politics are playing out right now is exactly what they wanted.
Yeah.
Like the effect of what happened is exactly what they want, is sow dissent.
They got a lot of it.
What they want is to sow dissent.
Yeah.
And they have in many ways created two very polarized sides, two sides that are very upset with each other. And so, yeah, I think that there's a level of, I think they kind of won already. Like you can't rewind the time on that. And the more transparent our government is about how much they meddled is going to be very important to the American people to heal. That's going to be something that we're going to need to hear, a level of, you know, how much they interfered with the election. And I don't know that you'll ever get anything true out of this cabinet or the people that are working for this administration.
Yeah, I don't think we will either.
But I want to know how deep it went so that there's some way that we can move past it.
Well, you know, the thing is the thing that we need to worry about is, like, this is not something that happened in the past.
Yeah.
No, it's something that, like, everybody is saying is ongoing and continuing to get more sophisticated, not less.
And recently Schiff and someone else tried to pass a law or pass a bill that said we need to fund more states, being able to check into their elections and give more money to them to try to create more security. And then the Republicans bounced it. They just,
which is unbelievable. Yeah. We are not doing the things that we need to do to safeguard our fucking democracy.
And that's not building trust in the government. You know what I mean? Like, once you've already lost that trust by having this happen, you need to rebuild that trust. You know, I want to shift gears though for a second and talk a little bit about, I posted something today about what if Obama had met with the Iranian, the Ali Khamenei, whatever his name is, for 2 hours in a closed room.
Oh,
what if Obama,
are you serious?
What if Obama had, you know, and this was another story that came out this week about, when they asked Sarah Huckabee Sanders, they said, "Hey, Sarah, you know, the president talked about working with their intelligence agency. Are you going to let them interrogate people in the United States?" And Sarah Huckabee Sanders said, "They're going to talk about that." Like, they're going to let the people who work for the Russian government to possibly interrogate. That's on the table of things that they wanted to talk about.
It's a conversation they're willing to have.
They rolled that back too, by the way. I found out today they rolled that back too.
But you got to think they rolled it back because smarter heads were like, you can't do that. You cannot turn our citizens over to a hostile foreign nation government to be interrogated.
Especially an ambassador. And
are you fucking kidding?
And I also said something like, What if Obama would have said, I'm considering letting Iranian intelligence officials interrogate United States citizens.
Right.
What if he called, just like today, a tweet came out. What if he, like Trump, called the media the enemy of the people? You know, what if he did any of those things? And the answer is, it would have been an absolute uproar. It would have been unbelievable. I mean, in fact, he probably would have been impeached on the spot
I thought he was going to get impeached for wearing a suit, the raw linen suit. Remember when he wore a linen suit?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, he wore a tan suit. He put mustard on something or whatever, and they were just going crazy about it. In any case, it occurred to me after I wrote it that our weakness, The side that we're on, the left side, the liberal side, the progressive side, whatever you want to call it, our weakness is that we take hypocrisy seriously. We look at hypocrisy as a bad thing. We look at it and say, fuck, I was a hypocrite?
Yeah.
Oh, I shouldn't be a hypocrite. And I realized that it doesn't matter at all. It very much matches the philosophy of their side to say, I don't care. I just don't care. They will, like, you'll say, oh my God, you're such a fucking hypocrite. Here's what happened, you know, with Obama. And now you're look at the golf thing, just the golf thing, right? How much they bitched about Obama golf and he's constantly on vacation. And this guy in 1 year golfs more than Obama did in four, or something like that. And no, like when you point that out, it just doesn't even register. They don't even care.
Right.
It's whatever in the moment gets them the thing they need. And then they don't care about consistency. They don't care about hypocrisy. Those things don't matter to them. It's whatever is advantageous at this minute. And I feel like hypocrisy is our weakness. Like, it's our weakness. It's a thing that we take seriously. And
do you think we shouldn't? Do you think it's just
strategically? No, I think we should. No, and I think to be logically consistent and to value truth and to value facts, you have to take hypocrisy seriously.
Yeah.
You can't just throw that away.
But let me ask you this. Like, so are we in, I mean, I know that was like bandied about, but are we in a post-truth world? And when I say that, like, what I mean is like, are we in a world where truth just doesn't actually matter anymore? Because I got to say, like, if strategically truth does not make a difference, if truth is not something that we are going to decide culturally, socially, politically to value, I don't even know how to any of this anymore, but I am getting to the point where I think we're in a post truth world. I'll tell you why I had a conversation with a guy at work that I actually respect him. He's a smart guy. He's a sharp. He follows politics. We come from different sides. We're definitely on different sides of the aisle in terms of our belief systems, but we have good conversations sometimes. And we're having these conversations and like at the end of the day, the feeling I got from the conversation was, yeah, I'll concede all of those points, but none of them matter. None of them matter because, you know, Trump is getting it done. And so, like, I wonder if we're in a place where we are utilitarian about the truth. The truth itself is something flexible we use in order to justify achieving a conclusion.
A long black cock, long black cock. A long black cock, long black cock.
This story is from CNN. This takes place in Indonesia, specifically in the Aceh region.
It's Aceh.
Excuse you?
It's Aceh.
Do you need a Kleenex?
I know for sure.
Oh, do you really?
I double checked.
This is in the Aceh region of Indonesia. Achoo. Bless you. Gay men and adulterers publicly flogged. Now,
Caliente.
15 people, including 5 women, were punished with public caning for violating Sharia law in Indonesia. So
it's funny because I was looking at this story. You posted this story.
Yep.
And I thought, when did this happen? Like, I thought we totally covered something like this before. It happened last May. Like, yeah, it absolutely. We've covered this particular region doing this exact thing in the past.
Almost a year ago.
Yep. Last May.
It's like their anniversary. Like that. It's like,
anniversary, honey. Can I get out the whips and chains?
You know what? Can you imagine how pissed you'd be? It's like anal for my anniversary. I got caught again. Oh my God.
Turns out every day is my anniversary. So
it's my anniversary. This is terrible.
It's
you're like turned to her like halfway through, like, so, I mean, like after, right? Like after, we'll just say, I'll wash your back of blood. And then, I mean, we're not all lubed up for nothing. Like, I'm going to earn it now. We're both going to earn it now.
They got to be warming it up with the lashes. You know what I mean? Like, they're warming it up.
I wonder if they like at least pulled their hair a little too, you know, like really, can you imagine somebody gets into it?
They're like, he's getting ready to lash me. He's like strapping his bag on.
he hands the guy his own. Here, I brought my own.
I got it. Hold on. Let me get my gimp suit. Climbing in there. They put him in the box.
They're like 86, 87, and we're done. It's like, oh, you're not done till I say you're done.
He runs off the stage and butt fucks some dudes and gets some more. This is terrible. It's a Muslim country.
Yeah.
It's a Muslim. And that because there, it said four people were caned for being drunk, including a woman who received 27 lashes. Well, maybe it's alcohol. Maybe it's Maybelline. Right?
Terrible.
But no, but
I was going to make a very similar joke. You just beat me to it.
Beat you to the punch. but they're also caning people for being drunk. So, you know, in their society, gay sex and drunkenness, they both deserve a good whooping.
But it's like they're walking around like, what harmless shit can we beat people for?
Right. Yeah. What things don't involve me?
Yeah, exactly. It's like, hey, you look like you're having fun one way or the other.
Yeah.
Let's stop that.
Yeah. But
great society.
It's because this particular province of Indonesia is very strict.
Yeah.
And again, one of those moments in the globe where you look and you say, you know, I know. We're doing way worse things to people here in the United States than 87 lashes when we lock somebody up for
confinement or whatever.
Yeah, for a third strike for the rest of their life when it was a pretty minor thing. You know what I mean? Like we do awful shit here. I mean, we have the largest prison population of any westernized nation. We put children in cages at a border. You know, we do all kinds of crazy shit. So I mean, I totally understand. Yeah. Like we do awful shit too. But we're doing that in the name of democracy.
Not because adultery or gay sex or getting drunk somehow offends your God.
You can't make a good democracy without breaking a few brown eggs. That's how it works. Cage free. No, they're not actually.
No.
Not actually cage free.
Are these immigrants free range? Not anymore. They're not.
Free range.
You're throwing MAGA
feed at them.
In the name of Jesus, we speak that.
All right, this story comes from BuzzFeed News and also from the 80s, I think, because that's the only reason I grabbed this story. The blood stains on the Shroud of Turin are probably fake, says forensics experts.
Yeah, having solved all other problems in the world, we've returned to the Shroud of Turin.
There's like a fucking rape kit which still hasn't been analyzed. Somewhere out there, somebody, you know, it's true. And there's some forensic expert like examining the fucking blood stains on a fucking 12th century burlap sack.
Oh gosh. But I mean, seriously though, we have proven on this show time and time again that you could have a stack of fucking evidence and people will just be like, Shroud of Turin's Jesus cloth that he was buried. You could tell, they could say, like radiocarbon dating. Yeah, this guy was actually standing up when they painted it or whatever.
It could be Dr. Seuss footy pajamas. Yeah. And somebody would be like, yeah, Jesus was in there.
Jesus.
That was Jesus. It's got.
Yeah, it's got green eggs and ham on it.
I mean, Jesus could you, on a cross?
Huge what I love is that they brought in a splatter expert. So Dexter's got Jesus tied saran wrap to a thing.
Well, I know what you did to that fig tree, Jesus.
Just getting ready to carve Jesus up for his own sick delights.
This is the most useless thing we've ever discovered that we had already fucking discovered.
I know, right? Like nobody in the world was clamoring for this.
Even the fucking Catholic Church doesn't consider this a relic. They consider it an icon.
They're like, it's just something we like to look at. It's pretty. Whatever. Yeah. It looks like blood. We love blood.
This is just,
we're a blood cult.
It's not wrong. It's a cannibal.
That's a double negative, everybody. I just wanted to.
Well, I meant to say.
What I meant to say it's wrong.
It depends on what your definition of is.
Lord, we just ask to be covered with the blood of Jesus. Open hearts, Lord. Open hearts.
Okay, this story is from the IdahoStatesman.com. Charges, man molested four girls over two decades. Wife prayed for his demon to leave him.
Jeez.
She should have just left him.
Or maybe called the police.
I mean, like,
you know, if you're going to talk to somebody that's an authority, maybe, you know, maybe do it with a telephone instead of your brain.
I just wished real hard.
Yeah.
That
in his general direction.
I thought at the sky, man, I wish my husband would stop molesting those girls for 20 years.
And it's ages 1 to 13. One's not even sporting, for Christ's sake. Like, they can barely toddle.
Jesus,
you know what I
Christ.
Mean? Like, you got to hold on to their hand already. Oh. They can't even get away. That's not the most dangerous game.
I fucking hate you. I don't want to do this show.
Like, no, like, but we already papoosed. They're just lying on the ground.
We took a month off. I want another month off. I don't want this anymore. I quit the show. Where's Heath?
Seriously, though, like, sexually abusing a one-year-old? I mean, really, that's fucked up, man. Dude, that's fucking fucked up.
This whole story is super fucked up. Yeah. And the reason I grabbed this story is the part of it where the wife knew about this for 20 years.
The wife knew about it.
These are the worst crimes, right? This is just the worst crimes.
Yeah.
This is the worst person, but the wife is just as bad.
Yeah.
You can't know somebody did this for 20 years to four people.
Yeah.
And then what do you get? You're thinking thoughts about how you wish. You're wishing this didn't happen. You're trying to wish this away. We need a no wishes culture.
Absolutely.
We don't have a fucking wishing well to get rid of fucking murders. You're not throwing quarters in every time a fucking body washes up. I don't know. Throw a quarter in back in the ocean. I thought real hard about it.
You could help that. You know, and it's like your house is on fire and you're fucking praying to Poseidon to put it out. Like, I don't know. Pick up the phone. We have real people, human beings that you can contact and tell them when this shit is happening. Then those people are meant to deal with it. That is their job in this world, is to deal with it.
But, you know, I have to think that the real reason this didn't get reported is because she didn't fucking want to report it.
It's because it's an excuse.
Right.
It's just an excuse. I prayed about it.
Yeah.
That's
right. Exactly.
That's her. I would and wouldn't.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly. Right.
It's just,
right.
Yeah. It's, I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to get my husband in trouble for diddling a 1 year old.
We need to get rid of all of these bullshit cultural get out of jail free cards.
It's not here.
Right.
It's not, it's a get into jail.
Right.
Yeah. Card.
She is going to go to jail.
She's going to jail.
Cause she's a monster.
I don't care how hard you prayed about it.
Even in Idaho, she's a monster. Yeah. Yeah. Think about that.
Yeah. And she's half the monster her husband is.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, her husband's a disgusting person.
They're just the worst possible
people.
1 to
13. And this is a long period of abuse. Yep.
20 years.
Yeah.
It's like it's always been the little women that caught the vision of giving, beginning with Jesus himself, out of their private means. Some of you little precious ones have that little grocery money, some of that little money set aside. Assure tonight the blessings of God on your family by giving it to God and speaking that. Say it. God, this is for blessings on my family.
God, this is fucked
this is
up, dude.
Fucking fucked
this is from
up,
CBS
this
Miami.
This is the wrongest shit ever. Jesus Christ.
This is so fucked. Police. Church officials stole more than $125,000, including funds for kids' feeding program. That's so fucked up.
Do you remember, and I don't know if you're going to remember this. This is going to probably even date you.
Okay.
But on Tom and Jerry, years and years ago, there was a cartoon where this cobbler is getting ready to go to bed and he sees these seven little birds on a twig outside and he tears up his last piece of bread and he throws it out to those birds and they turn out to be elves. They eat the bread and then they come in and they fix all his shoes for him. And the next day he wakes up and he has all his shoes. And the whole cartoon is these elves, you know, comically fixing all the shoes.
Okay.
Right? You know?
Yeah.
But the moral is, you know, you give up.
Yeah,
you
right.
give,
yeah,
right?
Right.
You give.
Right.
I think there's an alternative out there. Where this
well,
guy,
we are in a bizarro universe.
Where this
now.
Guy looks out the window and sees seven birds feasting on a piece of bread and shoes them and takes the bread from him.
And then what you hope happens is those birds come back with a lead pipe and beat him to death. These guys stole $27,000 from a fund for
feeding for needy children.
You're the worst person in the world. It's like somebody Scrooge McDucking in the Make a Wish fund. You know what I mean? Just being like, this is all mine now. It's unbelievable.
It serious is like, it's just poking holes in people's chemo bag. You know, it's just like, we've replaced your regular
bag.
We've replaced your regular chemo with this saline solution. Let's see if they notice.
It's just slowly dying.
I don't feel better at all. I said it was going to feel good.
How do you steal from hungry children?
It's the worst.
When you're stealing, you can't think of anyone else to steal from. There's no like this is like the most hood Robin guy ever.
Go down to the border and at least steal cages from the kids. $100,000. Oh gosh.
What a moral upstanding.
$100,000 in a month and $27,000 of it from a fund.
And like, let's be clear. Yeah. He was hired to administrate this program. Jesus. It's not like he's like, I just took some money out of the bank and it was from the account marked. No, this was a guy who's like, oh, hi, I would like to meet your hungry kids. And then I would like to look them in the eye and be like, we're out of money. Num, num, num. I'm driving away in my Tesla covered in lobsters.
$100 bill sandwich. It's like, sorry, we ran out of money. Nom, nom.
Please, sir, can I have even one?
It's no. You know, it's so funny because all we have to do to find the very worst people is to, you know, like we just scroll through some of these ultra religious, the people who claim to be the most.
It's the easiest thing in the world to find stories for this show, my friend.
The most ethical. Yeah. And you find the very worst.
Do you know what I've stopped including ever in our show notes? Because it's actually gotten to the point where it's too numerous to be interesting to talk about is all the fucking priests and pastors who diddle people.
Yeah. Right.
I never include them. Yeah. There's 10 a week.
Yeah.
That I never even include in our show notes.
Yeah. Cause you find out about 10 of them at least.
It's constant.
Yeah.
It's constant. Yeah. But very rarely do they actually steal from the Hungry Children Foundation.
I hope he slapped the kids in the face on the way out. He's just like, as he's going out and they're like, but I'm so hungry. He's just like, whack.
It's like hiring the fucking Joker.
Right. Exactly. It's you hired a psychopath.
Well, we'll just get this fox for this hen house.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
This story's from Right Wing Watch. Liz Crokin from her kitchen. Trump confirmed the existence of a video showing Hillary Clinton torturing a child. Wow, would that be news if that happened? What?
I came back from Colorado for this.
Amazing. This is amazing.
This is a little long, but this is Liz. And she's talking to Sheila Zelinsky. So with the amount of crazy in this, all you need is April Covey to sing them in. You got it.
Speaking of straight out of the pit of hell, it was you that reported this.
I'm all out of even stuff.
Welcome back from vacation, buddy.
Jesus. This. So I'm not sure if you saw this or if you vetted it through a credible source, but I understand that there is a video circulating on the dark web of said person eating the face of a child as horrific as...
Let me tell you, though.
Nom, 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 nom.
If you cook it right, the face of a child...
The cheeks?
The best. Especially one of those fat cheek babies. Are you kidding me?
So good.
Those little chunky cheeks on them?
So good.
Oh, gosh. You got to imagine. You cook that nice and slow. You know, you braise that cheek because they're so busy, you know, puckering their mouth with their nipple. That's got to be some nice, you know, some nice meat that's been worked a lot. And then that fat from the cheek just melts right in there. That subcutaneous fat, good marbling. It
just
those
falls
cheeks.
Right off the skull. So good.
And maybe she did it sashimi style.
while the kid was still alive. Just biting his face off.
I love that there's like this video.
Just eats his face like an apple.
It's just like,
just nobody has teeth like that. Like, you can't just like you can't just walk into an animal, like any animal, just back, bite it and take a piece with you.
No, that's not true. Yeah. Hillary filed her teeth into devil points.
She looks like the Hessian from fucking Sleepy Hollow. She's like Christopher Walken.
Dude, I was, no shit, I was at a Nine Inch Nails concert when I was a teenager, and these girls in the, I was in the lawn seats, and these girls like in the, like, you know, it's not seats, but like just yeah, in just the
sitting,
lawn,
yeah.
They in front of us, they had filed their fucking teeth into points, like their front four teeth into like pointy pointersons.
What?
Yeah, it was the craziest. I was like, I was maybe 18, 19, and I'm like, ooh, girls. And they're like smiling, like, ah, girls. Like, they were like,
I'm going to pass on the oral.
Right? Well, I mean, no, yeah, pass.
You're thinking, you're like, okay, maybe wear a chainmail condom. Prevent slashing.
It looked fucking crazy. It looked fucking crazy.
I bet you they could eat a baby's face. Or probably grandma's. And they're like, Grandma, why do you have filed down teeth? I always wonder that about, like, you know, like when people do
like the extreme like body extreme modification body. Stuff.
Just like they put like seven extra vertebrae in their neck or whatever. And they're just like,
seven extra vertebrae. They just got like the long like, floppy necks.
They're like giraffe people. It's like, you know what I mean? Like, that's people,
I know what
like,
you mean,
people
yeah.
fucking just like do all kinds of crazy shit, like burst my spine. This giant hula hoop that I walk around with the rest of my life. I can't actually sit in a chair because I'm just like got a fucking hula hoop on my body.
There's Haley and I were I don't remember how we stumbled across it. We stumbled across this thing about these guys who like split their dick in two like a planaria.
Those are the worst. That's it's the
like,
worst.
And they do that yeah. shit at home, like because
yeah,
because who's gonna do that for you?
No clinic to go to.
There has to be like
it's like dick spit clinic. You gotta call them and set up an appointment.
So here's what I like you to do. Yeah. What the fuck? Yeah. But there has to be a moment.
Every doctor in the world is just like, you're a crazy person. We're never doing that.
How do you like? Yeah. You got like a new party. You're like, all right, now here's the. Here's the thing about my
don't
dick.
Don't freak out. But I'm going to take my pants off. And it looks like I put a hot dog in the microwave.
I got a ballpark dick.
Just explodey on the end. Yeah. That's hot. Can you bring a friend? Because it curves on both ends. We can, I don't know. No, don't bring a friend. I'm embarrassed by it. I'm terrified of it.
I ruined that. I ruined that.
I can't even take a shower without closing my eyes. Oh, it's late,
I know it
man.
Says no regrets, but I meant regrets. What I meant was regrets.
I meant regrets. Oh, we only fucking 10 seconds of this clip. We got
to
keep going.
That is to even think about. Put this to bed for us. Does this video exist?
So no.
It doesn't. First off, no.
No one's ever seen it.
No. Also, you asked her if she vetted something. And you asked her, Sheila, out loud.
Yeah,
you
well, said that. I read it anonymously on the internet, so that's pretty much the same thing.
I went to 4chan, guys.
There are videos that prove that Hillary Clinton is involved in child sex trafficking and pedophilia. That, I have sources that have told me that. I trust these sources. So there is evidence that exists that proves that she's involved in this stuff.
That's not evidence.
That's not the word. What evidence is.
That's not how Liz, that word is.
Liz, what evidence means, let's see if we can break this down for Liz. So if you saw it.
Yes.
Or.
Yes.
What else would be considered evidence?
The video itself.
Yeah, the video,
that was,
having the video in your possession.
Yeah, that was forensically analyzed to make sure it wasn't doctored. Yeah, that would be good.
Would we
a missing baby's face. A baby with no face.
Would we accept somebody else's word that they saw it?
No, I would not accept hearsay.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think that's
would accept hearsay.
Yeah. No, yeah. I would object to that. I would object and say,
what if it was
hearsay?
Somebody, what if it was somebody, what if it was somebody very important though? Like, let's say it was
like an authority,
like on the national council, like a congressperson or something. Would you accept that authority? Would you say,
is it one person?
I don't know. I'm thinking of a hypothetical.
Yeah. No.
But if say the council saw it, yes, like an entire national council,
sure, yeah,
you would accept it then.
Right. Because the more people when people rise to a certain level where the stakes are high enough for them to lie, and then you get enough of them together.
That's a good point, right?
It's the
risk of lying about something.
Right.
Because there's no risk for Liz Crokin to lie about this.
Right.
She can lie about this all day. And the people that are talking to Liz, there's even less risk for them because they're anonymous.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
So there's zero risk of anonymous people lying.
Right. But if an entire ethics council saw it.
Sure.
Yeah.
Then there's something. And you
then
never
like,
saw it.
Right. I don't, you know, plenty of shit I haven't seen. Right. I don't see everything. Yeah.
We have True Pundit actually 2 years ago that says that there was a video found on Anthony Weiner's computer that shows Hillary Clinton and Uma involved in molesting a child or children among
2 years ago.
Wow.
Well, geez, man. How long is that dial up modem been running to try to upload that to the internet?
It's
because I'll tell you what, you want to see his sexts.
You can see those.
You can see those,
yep,
right?
Yep.
You could probably see a blurry dick pic that he sent.
That's mine. Yeah. Sorry.
No.
Again.
No,
I didn't mean to send that to you.
No, there's.
I meant to send that to
there's
you.
There's way more pixels on his. His name is Wiener. After
I blur
all.
Out my whole his left name, leg. His just name
is, his name is Wiener. But no, like he just has to blur out his whole body.
Every pixel dick pic. Oh just, God damn it!
Where am I, Japan? but it basically, if it's been around for that long, where the fuck is it? You know what I mean? Like, you can't be like, 2 years ago, this random person or internet account or whoever she's talking about had a Anthony Weiner's phone. Somehow that became unsecured.
Yeah, but Cecil,
you.
It's on the dark web.
Oh.
It's on, and that's, journalists can't access the dark web, first of all.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know that. It's like if you're a cop, you have to say so. So if you're a journalist,
you gotta say
it. It says,
loud.
Like, welcome to the dark, you know, the dark web sign in page. And we know that you can only post obscene and graphic images on the dark web. The,
regular internet is
doesn't have that.
That has a clean rating.
G-rated.
Yeah, it's
the regular
PG,
internet.
It's PG-13 because I have seen people say hack before.
And side boob.
Yes.
Well, you can see the occasional side boob.
Yeah, I check out Rhiannon's page all the time.
On many, many other horrific videos on a file called Life Insurance on Anthony Weiner's laptop. I believe with all my heart that this is true.
Okay, well, great. Good for you. Believe as hard as you can in one hand and shit in the other.
Did you know that I actually believe that if you drink gummy bear juice,
mm-hmm. Oh,
then
delicious.
You can bounce here and there and everywhere.
I will tell you right now, if there were a gummy bear juice, tell me you wouldn't do shooters of gummy bear juice.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Oh, my God.
It'd be all I did.
I would fucking freebase gummy bears. Are you kidding me? I fucking put them in a crack pipe.
If there were real gummy bears from which I had to squeeze the juice.
Oh my God, I would kill them in a second. Are you kidding me?
I would name them. I would raise them. I would send them to school and love them. And then I would put them in a fucking citrus reamer and drink their delicious leavings.
Stuff them in a sausage grinder. Just like,
weird.
It's time to get in there. You got little cute names for them, like Captain Peaches or whatever. It's time to get in, buddy.
I would rape them and eat their face. That's what I would say.
Like Hillary Clinton,
like
does,
Hillary
to
Clinton does to babies.
Absolutely, to babies.
Idiot.
I have sources that have told me that this is true. Now, there have been rumors, you know, that in the video, that they're filleting some kid's face. You know,
the kid is just like, what's happening? He's just laying there, just chilling, you know, just hanging out.
Just being a kid.
Just being
know,
a kid.
Regular kid stuff.
How hard would that be?
It just seems like a lot of work.
I don't know why.
It's like, you know, you could just go to a butcher shop and buy literally any cut of the animal that you want. But instead they're like, you know what? I really have a taste for tonight, hon.
Baby face. Oh, the musician? No, no.
The actual face of the baby.
I woke up crazily with a taste for baby face. And a Babyface song stuck in my head. It's like an earworm and a mouthworm. Somehow I've got the hunger.
I have to convince a couple who love this thing more than anything in the world that you want it so you can cut its face off.
Well, okay, yeah, it sounds hard to do, but if you were a liberal couple...
Or you kidnapped it in the middle of the night like some witch.
Same thing.
In some Scandinavian folklore. Yeah, I guess so.
What if you let the right one in?
One would argue that it's the wrong one. Yeah.
I don't know the details of what's in the video. That could be true.
Oh my God. Well, who cares what you have to say?
I have sources that don't tell me the details of the thing I believe. You
but
didn't
believe,
ask,
but I believe it with all my heart.
I believe with all my heart some unspecified information. I believe
it. Nothing would surprise me with these people. Nothing would surprise me. The more evil and horrific the act, the better high these people get. These people thrive off of terror. They thrive off of fear. They thrive off of hurting other people. So the more horrific things that they could do to children, to them, the better. I don't know the details of the tape, but I do know it exists. And let me tell you.
Think about that. Oh, think about that. I know this thing that I don't know, but I don't know what's in it. I know that somewhere out there, there's a mystery box, guys. And we haven't opened the mystery box, but there could be a cat in there. And I don't know if the cat's alive or not.
It could be simultaneously alive and dead.
It's a whole thing.
Yeah. It's Schrodinger's kid's face or something. I don't even know.
Another reason why I'm very confident that this tape exists. True Pundit talked about this in 2016, about this tape. And I believe it was this story that General Flynn retweeted. That's why the deep state, the cabal, went after General Flynn. Because General Flynn and his son were exposing Pizzagate. Okay? So...
Pizzagate.
All right. So...
Take it away.
A guy who's... probably one of the most powerful people in the United States retweets something. Mm-hmm. And then the deep state goes after him because he retweets it. Not that he had inappropriate contact with a foreign government that he didn't disclose. Not that.
No, that would not be.
Not for the actual reason he was let go.
Right.
Not for the bullshit, even bullshit reason that Pence said he was let go, which was he lied to the president.
Right.
Not for those None of that. Reasons.
Nope.
Not for even the reason that the administration is even telling you.
No, it's all that the administration is the deep state. I don't think that we are in a place in American politics where tweeting the wrong thing is now a bad thing.
Yeah, right. Where that's going to get you in trouble.
You could tweet. We at this point, I think it's pretty well established. We can tweet anything.
Yeah. Like, and the president has retweeted people that have been. Like white supremacists or, you know, it doesn't matter.
No big deal.
Doesn't matter.
Literally doesn't matter. Yeah. Makes no difference.
Oh, the deep state has done a lot of stories this year and last year too, talking about how, if a tape comes out showing that Hillary Clinton is involved, you know, in a sexual act with a child or whatever, it's fake. And the fake news is horrible.
I've never seen that story.
I've literally never heard that story.
Nobody's ever heard that story.
I will say, though, if that tape comes out, first person I'm sending it to is Captain Disillusionment. I'm going to send it to him, and I'm going to be like, take a look at this tape.
Yeah, right.
Because you can fuck it. That's the kind of guy who, if you've never seen his shows, we've been to a couple conferences with Captain Disillusionment. Nice guy. And if you've never seen his YouTube channel, the shit that guy can dissect on there
is
fucking amazing. Yeah. So... I would be like, tell me if that's real. Tell me if that's actually. But the problem is what's going to happen is they're going to fucking, if they ever produce a video, it looks like it's some kid did it on MS Paint.
Yeah.
It's going to be like, I am Hillary Clinton. And it's going to be spelled wrong with a backwards R or something. You know what I mean? Like seriously, it's going to be so bad and so comical.
Icon has rape babies.
It's going to look like fucking, you know, like. The 1990s Dungeons and Dragons movie. We're just like, come on, man. Like, that's the most green screen shit I've ever
all
seen.
All of your baby art belong to us.
No, not all of it. Just the face. Just the face.
Mark always talks about Trump as fake news. It's Satan's frequency. And he's right about that. But as a journalist, it's really beneficial for me to watch the fake news.
Did she call herself a journalist?
She just defined.
That's the most egregious thing that's been said.
Like, I can believe that Hillary has eaten the face off a baby before I believe she's a journalist.
And to read the fake news articles, because based off of what lies they report, I can tell what they're afraid of. I can tell what's really going on behind the scenes. So the fact that they are saying, oh, well,
as a journalist, I infer my facts. But I think we're in a place now where truth is something that is deemed, something is true if it's useful, right? I think we're in a place where for a lot of people, what matters most about something is whether it's useful, not whether it's true. And that scares the shit out of me.
Well, I wonder too if, you know, I don't know if this is going to be on the show, but I wonder too if, you know, the democratization of technology allowing people to have a voice that might not be ethical with that voice is our downfall. The Alex Joneses, the Liz Crokins, the Dave Dobenmeyers, all the people that have their voice out there just as much as we do, but they're not ethical people. They don't care. They want to hurt other people. They want to subjugate other people.
I'm not sure you're wrong at all about that.
Like, I think that that's I think that the democrat the cheapness of microphones, the cheapness of wave files and sending them over the internet has made this the democratization of everyone's voice, and it's flooded with unethical people.
What it's like stupid people. I think it's
unethical and stupid people.
And like as big a problem as that is, it's the flooding itself which sends a message that all opinions are worth having and hearing.
Yep.
And now we don't know how to distinguish between those opinions that are to be valued.
Sure.
And considered and thoughtful. And how do we separate that voice from the rest of the screaming?
It's all a cacophony
of equivalence.
Yeah.
But it's not equivalent.
Yeah.
And it's never been equivalent. But like you said, like when you democratize that, you create a false equivalence.
Yeah. You lower the level. Yeah.
And now everybody is dumber as a fucking result of this.
Yeah. And to be honest, what used to keep people out of that was you'd have a,
it's expensive.
It's expensive. And you had a broadcast company that wanted to make sure they put the very best product out there.
Well, and like you went to school to learn how to do it. Like there were a lot of gates in your way in order to be a voice. And that's not to say there weren't a lot of shitty voices. There were,
sure,
but there were less voices. The message wasn't everybody's voice is equal. Yeah.
Even
every opinion should be heard.
Even when radio was around, Art Bell wasn't on at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Right. It was on
at
midnight.
Art Bell was on at midnight.
Yeah.
Because he was a crazy person.
Right. I remember, like, I had this instructor, I'll never forget, and I've probably told this story 100 times, but I don't care. I had this professor in a literature class, and we were talking about what something meant. And there was a disagreement. And he said, is everybody's opinion equally valid? Raise your hand if you think everybody's opinion's in. I did not. And a lot of people raised their hands. And he said, then what do you need me for? What are they paying me for?
Yeah.
And he's right.
Yeah.
All opinions are not worth hearing. All opinions are not equal. All opinions shouldn't have the same currency in the marketplace of ideas. But like, we've lost that. We've lost the ability to decide and discern and to differentiate between them.
There's no difference on Twitter.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no difference in the comment section on the New York Times website.
You'll get a blue check mark just because you have a certain number of followers and you can say you're a person.
Right.
Like it does, the blue check mark doesn't mean you're more.
It
important.
Doesn't mean that you've vetted your sources, that you're thoughtful.
No, absolutely like, not. Like
no,
you, I look
means
some,
nothing.
I look through some of these the tweets because I look at Donald Trump's tweets and then I'll look through at the ones that are positive. Like, so they'll be like, way to go, Donald, you're amazing, whatever, stroking on my face. And then I'll go click on theirs and start reading through their tweets. And I'm just blown away by like the lack of
just knowing things. Just knowing things.
Right.
You're just like, well, that's not true. I mean, it's like demonstrably not true, or they'll say something. And it's as crazy, easily as crazy as what Liz Crokin says.
But like, if we're at a place
where they have like 75,000 followers.
Right. And the thing is, like, there will be people who will point to that 75,000 followers and say, then that means that that is valuable,
yeah,
right?
That's a valuable.
There's a currency attached to how loud your voice is.
Yeah.
And we can measure it.
Yeah.
And that's how truth is decided now.
Yeah. I will say that that's the thing that worries me, is that are we ever going to be able to pull out of that?
I don't know.
Are we ever going to be able to pull out of that and be like, where people are finally going to be like, and I think, you know, you're shaking your head, but I do think that the younger generation doesn't give a fuck. And they start looking at stuff like that. And I don't think that they,
I hope so.
I think the younger generation is smarter than we are.
Oh God, I hope so.
I think the younger generation is much
smarter. Nothing in the world would make me happier than to know that.
I think the younger generation is pulling out of all these social media accounts. They're not doing that. They're not doing what we were doing.
Yeah.
They're not suckered in by it. And they don't find these voices valuable. I don't know where they're going to find their news, but I know that that is on the decline for young people.
And so many more people, even in our bracket, are walking away from that
absolutely.
Shit. Like,
sure.
Because like, you can't, ironically, you find this shit all over like the social media. You read these things. Like I read a story. It's not even in our notes. I read a story that like, there was, and it wasn't one or two, it was several dozen, like Twitter handles and social media accounts were created that were specifically created by Russians trying to influence elections, that were made to look like local media sources. And what they did is they kept posting real stories
to build trust.
So they built like years worth of credibility under the name of like at Real Chicago News or like whatever it was, in order to sound like a local newspaper and a local news source, because they understood that people trust local more than they trust the big national stuff. Like, this shit is sophisticated.
Yeah, absolutely. You know? Yeah.
And like, I do think like at some point, our ability to like, it used to be easy, right? You looked for the word ad or sponsor, and then you just throw that away with your eyes, right? Yeah. Just nope. Meh. And or like, and you know, advertisement section, you know, you throw that away with your eyes and you could figure that out. You can't sort, you cannot, I cannot, you cannot, we cannot reliably sort through this stuff anymore. You can't, because it's too easy to digitally counterfeit.
I think you can. You just have to really vet your news to the main news organizations that have been around forever. BBC, NPR,
New York Times,
Washington Post. You know, you can even go Fox News, whatever. Those things, those places will lead you to good news. The rest of it, you've got to be very, very, you got to know it's the Joliet Herald News.
Right.
You got to know that that's your paper.
Because if it says Joliet News Herald and it has all the same stories and all the obituaries from your uncle that died and all the rest of it, because that's what they're doing.
Yeah.
And you've got 2-3 years and it all looked legitimate.
Yeah. And then they post something about something. Yeah.
Right.
You got it. You got to be
and
careful.
And that's literally what they're doing.
Yeah. You got to be careful. Yeah.
It's fucking, that shit scares the hell out of me, man.
Yeah. Well, I think that, you know, there used to be a rule. And now I'm talking out my ass here because this is something that I heard. So again, I don't know that it's as true. It's something I vaguely remember, that there used to be a rule about reporting in the United States where there was some level of, you had like the commentary and the editorialist stuff was not, there was some sort of rule in Congress about this that they took away, and then they started doing the 24-hour news cycle and things like that. They might have to reinstate something that says,
identifies editorializing that versus
says,
reporting.
And that says that media outlets need to have like, you know, like where they do on Twitter with a blue check mark.
To be verified.
A media outlet has to be verified before you can, you know, before you can be a media outlet.
We need to get to something approaching that, right? We have got to.
Yeah.
Because if there is no regulation at all.
Sure.
And we're using these platforms to gain access to news.
Sure.
The credibility of these sources is too easy to mimic.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You know, and it's not speculation. Like, we keep catching these guys doing it.
We know they're mimicking.
Right.
Yeah. We know that they're doing
that. Shit does scare me.
Yeah,
man.
For sure.
That's fucked up.
So we're going to have to do our patrons next week. We didn't have time this week to collate our patrons. We're going to put together a huge, long list of patrons. If you haven't heard your name yet,
You will.
You will very soon.
And we love you.
We love you, but we just didn't have a chance tonight because of my coming back also doing other work for other podcasts. So we had to skip that out, but we'll have them next week for sure. We got an image from Aaron, and this is an image of Trump building his own wall. We're going to put it on this week's show notes. This is episode 425. We also got another image about from Republican Jesus from Aaron, and we're going to put this. This one made me laugh out loud. It's going to be on this week's show notes, so check it out.
I don't feel good about
this. We're going to have to put a link on this week's show notes. There's a bunch. Oh, that's so disgusting. There's a bunch. Eater wound up putting Trump's face on a bunch of different foods.
And the spam one is just foul.
It's just gross, but don't check it out. Aaron sent it in. We'll put a link on this week's show notes. This time we got a message. This one is from AC, and AC says that they were listening to an old episode where we talked about Justin Lookadoo.
I forgot about that guy. The frosted spike tip hair.
He had the rules.
Yeah, he had all these rules on how to not get fucked.
Yeah.
Well, otherwise you'll be the worst.
How to be celibate and have a promise ring with your dad or whatever. I don't even know. But it says, I want to read this. It says a couple of interesting things I learned. When a woman, maybe men too, I'm not sure, it was never clear, loses her virginity, she becomes a used car.
I gotta say though, always buy used. You want someone else to take that big depreciation.
Yeah, first. A couple of miles on that thing.
Yeah,
you know.
I'm not talking you don't buy over 100,000 miles, you want someone else to break that thing
in
a little.
I will say I will have fewer choices later on, and 100,000 miles might look pretty good. Actually, so, I don't know. I might just be 100,000 miles.
Plus, you might get some nice aftermarket add-ons. Okay. You never know.
But you definitely have to sign that agreement that says as is, though.
I'm just saying, everybody gets fucked when you buy
new.
Honey,
why do you have a tattoo that says buyer beware? So I'm not going to mention all the patrons, but I am going to mention happy birthday, 21st birthday to Trent. We wound up getting a message while we were on vacation, or actually right before I went on vacation, to wish Trent a happy birthday on the July 3rd. We didn't get a chance to do that, but we wanted to mention Trent, happy birthday. Your girlfriend Kayla wants to wish you a happy birthday. So this was sent to us by Kelsey, and Kelsey sent us a message about the Arizona prescription Walgreens. They were not giving out. They refused to give a prescription out for something that could induce a miscarriage or day after pill. And one of the things that's in this from Kelsey says, I've been personally humiliated by a male pharmacist who told me, luckily, birth control isn't real medicine that you need, after having a breakdown in front of them because their insurance wouldn't cover it. What an unbelievable experience that has to be to look somebody in the face that and that's just a nobody to you. You're just a person who does a job.
Right.
Just like all the rest of us, man. You don't get to fucking make some kind of high and mighty decision. The high and mighty decision you get to make as a person who does that work is to quit. That's the high and mighty fucking decision. If you can't fucking ethically do it, don't fucking do it. If you're a vegan, you're not going to be shooting a fucking
bolt through
the fucking cranium of a fucking pig to kill it. You're going to choose another profession. So the same thing goes here, man. Don't fucking cry. Don't bitch. Don't moan. If you don't like it and that's the job you got, go do a different fucking job. That's you. That's on you. That's not on anybody else. And that bullshit when they're like that's like walking into being like, you know what? I don't give hamburgers to people over 200 pounds.
Yeah, right.
You know, go fuck yourself. You know what I mean? I want to eat myself to death. It's like leaving Las Vegas, but with Big Macs.
I'm actually going to do it with Red Vines. That's takes longer.
Red Vines. It's like leaving Las Vegas. You're just pouring it in your mouth. We got a video, and this video is amazing. Oh, Jennifer sent this video in time.
I love this.
This is a Space Force song.
Space Force.
And it's very similar.
Yeah,
it's
very similar. I love it. It's great. Yeah.
So we're going to post it on this week's show.
We're going to have that, by the way. Do you see that? He declared
Space Force is
going to happen now. So that's the world we live in again.
We got an interesting computer generated voice clip. This is from Morton.
Come and see some in the glory hole with a long black heart.
It feels like the beginning of like Legend of Zelda. That is like 8-bit sound.
It is crazy.
But very funny. Thank you.
Oh, I love this next one.
We're going to put this clip on this week's show notes. Tom, this is so funny.
I love this. This is a Batman clip.
Yeah.
This brought back memories for you and I.
Yeah, totally. Both of us used to watch the Adam West Batman.
I loved it. I forgot just how great it was till we watched this 1 minute clip.
This 1 minute clip, we're going to put it on this week's show notes. Check it out. It's funny because Mike says, I found this clip of Alex Jones and Liz Croken's research team. And when you hear the way they talk about who's responsible for these crimes,
it's not dissimilar.
Not that far off.
Right.
It's really kind of amazing, but check out this clip. It's a very short clip of a Batman from Adam West, Batman, which was very funny. This is funny. Dennis from Denmark says, after we were talking to Thomas about abortions and sewers, he says he started thinking about entire communities deformed sewer babies like down there, attacking anything that comes down there, like the old sewer alligators. They're just all going around town with no face.
Just faceless sewer babies.
Faceless sewer babies. Because Hillary Clinton bit all their faces
all off. Like muscular, like Skeletor.
We got from Eric, this clip, and we've been sent this many times. We're going to post it on this week's show notes, but we've been sent this many, many times. It's, rapping for Jesus. I think it's, a satire.
I think it is too.
But I don't know. But I'm going to post it on this week's show notes. We get this all the time. Just like the Glory Hole Church or whatever. People send this to us all the time, but we're going to post it on this week's show notes. So we can at least refer people to it. You know, I want to mention this, Tom, and I'm going to let you read the one important part of this. This is from Sergeant Nicholas, and Sergeant Nicholas sent this, and you know, he's talking about Alex Jones. Basically, the entire tenor of the email is that, you know, like, Alex Jones keeps saying how great, like, Army people are, smart or whatever, and he's like, hasn't been my experience, but I want you to read this particular sentence, which struck us both.
This is great. He says, first off, if Obama's the son of Satan, then that would be the shit. And I would love him even more than I do now, because that is gangsta as fuck.
That's true.
That's great.
That is true. Satan is OG. So we got a message. This is an interesting message from Thomas. And Thomas wanted us to sort of talk a little bit. We had said, you know, if you want to meet people, you want to, you know, be a better person to sort of attract a mate. We were talking about incels at the time. Do things to make yourself more attractive, right? Right. Do things, you know, make yourself, you know, learn things, you know, work out, you know, be nice. You know, there's a lot of other things there's things that you can do to make yourself more attractive for the opposite sex. But Thomas says, you know, I work, you know, I'm busy and it's hard to meet people and sort of a little social, you know, a little lonely. How do I go about that sort of thing? And to be honest, my advice to you, and this is because I'm a married man for at this point now, 18 years. And so I would say my advice is go back in time 18 years and marry someone. And then no, but seriously, my real advice would be get a hobby. Like, because hobbies are a point of connection with other human beings. And so whether that's cosplay or that's, you know, a book club or whatever that is, you know, there's a million hobbies out there. Find something you're interested in. And when you're genuinely interested in something and someone else is genuinely interested in something, you will find some connection. So that's my suggestion, is find a hobby. There's always people to talk to in that hobby. You know, even people that are, that play video games all the time wind up getting married to other people who play video games all the
right.
time.
Yeah. I was going to say the same thing. Like, you just have to go out and engage the world socially, like, as awkward as that may be. So if just being social on its own is difficult, and I can see how it could
absolutely
be.
Yeah.
Like, it would be for me. Like, don't worry about being social. Just do things you love doing that have a social component to them.
Yeah.
And then necessarily over time, you will meet other people.
Yeah. So I want to play this. Now, I was set out in June. I was going to recall
The call to prayer. And I was, I totally forget now that we have a person on it, I'm going to have him remind us for next year. Ramadan is when we're going to do it.
Yep.
But we missed Ramadan this year. Oops. So we're going to do,
I was too busy fasting.
We're going to do a month of call to prayer. So send in your calls to prayer. We're going to kick it off with Elvis.
Ramadan always goes by so fast.
Elvis did one. So, so here we go. This is Elvis. And actually, it's very, very funny. Allahu Akbar, 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 Allahu Akbar. We're going to get killed for doing this.
Yeah, got to bring the gun. Got to bring the gun to the studio.
Thank you, Elvis. So send in your calls to prayer. I will be playing them for the next couple weeks. But you only have a couple weeks to send them in, and then I'm going to stop playing them. So we get a message. This is from Catherine. Catherine works at a local secular food pantry. And basically they pull up, and in front of their business is a 20 to 30 pound bucket from Jim Baker. It's basically a Jim Baker bucket. And she's kind of excited. First, you know, first she's like, oh God, it's BS, Jim Baker, whatever. But then she's like, you know, actually, there might be some stuff in here.
Yeah.
I could feed a lot of people.
Right.
But then she says, these fucking people took all the viable packaged food out of the bucket and filled it with unpackaged, unlabeled rice. What assholes. Basically, she had to throw it away because you're just like, I have no idea. Like there can be fucking, like there could be rice and ricin in here. Right, like, yep. Who the fuck knows, you know?
Undifferentiated food. Like yeah. And not even for, no.
Oh.
No.
Yeah, so that's hilarious. No. Somebody buys a Baker bucket and then fills it with rice.
It's so funny because like the Baker bucket was probably 50 or 60
yeah.
bucks.
Yeah.
And like 20 pounds of rice is maybe $7. Yeah, you know?
Exactly, right?
Like, what yeah. a fucking cheap ass fucking donation.
Don't want to get rid of that bucket though. Because you could turn it into a pooper.
You can. There's so many uses for those yeah. buckets.
We got a message from Trevor and Tom. They're asking who's going to be a QED. Not only the guys from the UK, but the Puzzle and Thunderstorm guys and you.
Yeah, I'm going.
Yeah. So
it should be a good time.
Tom's going to be there. So yeah. Trevor, if you want to go hang out at QED, you can get a chance to meet Tom.
Buy a beer, Trev.
Yeah. We got another image from Aaron. Aaron sends lots of images. And this one is of Trump wandering around the UK. And they photoshopped a picture of Trump into these places. And it's pretty fucking hilarious. So check it out. It's going to be on this week's show notes, 425. Oh, we got a bunch of messages about this. And we actually played a... We played a voicemail for it, but a lot of people sent in the math for how much a fat person versus how much the Mars will influence you. Because I mentioned this during right. the astrology right. thing that Dr. Oz had done. I said that, you know, probably a fat person has more gravitational influence on you than Mars does. And a bunch of people sent in proofs that that is true. So, okay.
It's true. Your offhand comment is true.
You guys did the math. So thank you. I wanted to mention this. This is from Cam. And Cam says that the way in which things were put, the zodiac signs were set up many years ago, thousands of years ago, they didn't take into account, I guess, a 0.25 of a quarter of a day a year, I guess. And since then, the zodiac signs have shifted
dramatically over 2,000 years.
And now those zodiac signs don't actually line up with any of the things that they're supposed to line up with.
Right.
Which I think is hilarious that they're still using the same signs and still talking about the same shit. We got a message from Jessica, and Jessica said, hey, do you guys ever do any fan meetups? I'm in LA and I listen to your podcast. We haven't done one out in LA at all, although we might be going to Logical LA eventually. We're not sure when that'll happen.
When it is.
And we also might be going to there's one in Vancouver too that we might go to eventually too. We're trying to figure out when those happen and we right. might actually head out to one of those. But we'll keep you informed if anything ever happens out in LA. You can always come if you're interested in meeting us. The soonest possibility for that would be at the live show that's happening. Citation Needed is having a live show here in Chicago. We do a show called Citation Needed with the Puzzle and Thunderstorm guys. They do Scathing Atheists and God Awful Movies and Skeptocrat. If you're unfamiliar with their work, we do another show with them called Citation Needed. That's a weekly show. And we're going to be doing a live show with them here in Chicago. So if you want to come out and meet us in Chicago, August 11th would be your best opportunity, and you can get tickets. We'll actually post links to the tickets on this week's show notes. So if you wanted to get tickets to that show, you can check out that show, and then meet us afterwards, because we're gonna be hanging out at the Red Lion afterwards, after the show.
Yeah, it should be a great time. Yeah. Really looking forward to meeting everybody.
Yeah. So, so check out this week's show notes, 425. Tom, we got a message. This is from Diego, and he says in Chile, they make a hot dog. It's called Italiano, and why would it be Italiano? It doesn't make any sense.
I don't know.
Avocado, tomato, and mayonnaise, and that looks like the grossest hot dog
there's
I've ever seen.
Photo of this that's atrocity,
and that's a lot of mayonnaise too, man. First off, a hot dog is a fat meat tube. Yes. Like that's all it is. It's just fatty meat. Like it's mostly fat, and then you add avocado,
which is fat,
mayo,
which is fat. The only thing that's not fat on there is the tomato.
Put it on a brioche bun too. While you're at it. Like just, and then like put, like butter it.
Yeah, just
like
boil it.
What else are you doing to it? Oh, God. And that hot dog looks disgusting. I'm sorry.
I would not eat that. Not even in Chile.
That's so bad. All right. So that's going to wrap it up for this week. We're going to leave you, like we always do, with the Skeptic's Creed.
Credulity is not a virtue. It's fortune cookie cutter, mommy issue, hypno Babylon bullshit. Couched in scientician, double bubble, toil and trouble, pseudo quasi alternative, acupunctuating, pressurized, stereogram, pyramidal, free energy healing, water downward spiral, brain deadpan, sales pitch, late night info docutainment. Leo, Pisces, cancer cures, detox, reflex, foot massage, death and towers, tarot cards, psychic healing, crystal balls, Bigfoot, Yeti, aliens, churches, mosques, and synagogues, temples, dragons, giant worms, Atlantis, dolphins, truthers, birthers, witches, wizards, vaccine nuts, shaman healers, evangelists, conspiracy, doublespeak, stigmata, nonsense. Expose your sides. Thrust your hands, bloody, evidential, conclusive. Doubt even this.
The opinions and information provided on this podcast are intended for entertainment purposes only. All opinions are solely that of Glory Hole Studios, LLC. Cognitive Dissonance makes no representations as to accuracy, completeness, currentness, suitability, or validity of any information, and will not be liable for any errors, damages, or butthurt arising from consumption. All information is provided on an as-is basis. No refunds. Produced in association with the local Dairy Council and viewers like you.
Thank you.